Bill Cameron is the Dean of City Hall Reporters, WLS's own Bill Cameron, joining us here this morning. Hosts Connected to Chicago, Sunday night at 7 on WLS. Bill, a couple things you want to get to and use your perspective and knowledge and analysis on. Number one, Peter Smith, a Lake Forest guy involved in the financial world here for many decades, died an apparent suicide up in Minnesota recently. But he was at the center of Bill and Hillary opposition research years ago regarding Whitewater and other Clinton scandals. He was one of the guys who brought that to the forefront. And apparently when he died, he had connections to Michael Flynn, our former short-lived national security advisor, and digging up dirt on Hillary Clinton in Russia. Now he died. It's not necessarily a suspicious death, but now the Senate Intel Committee wants to talk about Peter Smith next week on Capitol Hill and maybe look into some of the paperwork he left behind. What can you tell us about this very strange Chicago connection to the Trump-Russia collusion story?
Well, a suicide now occurring in the story is very dramatic, but it looks like it's not a suicide connected to the drama of the Russian story. It looks like he was ill and old and simply took his life before his life insurance expired. So there may be here, John, less drama than meets the eye.
But it's so Chicago-esque that we're going to draw on a dead man in front of the Senate Intel Committee next week. That's just perfect.
I know. These red-hot scandals sometimes produce tragedies like this. We had one in the Blagojevich story. But so far, this suicide looks like it's not directly connected to this drama.
Talking to Bill Cameron with John Rand, WLS.
Bill, we hear that there might be as many as 1,100 city and government workers cashiered due to the soda tax being put on hold. Tom Dart is up in arms. Tony Preckwinkle, is she using this as a scare tactic? And correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the soda and the sweet sugar tax thing was to keep guys like John and I healthy. Are you telling me it's just a revenue stream, Bill?
Yeah, this is a threat, probably a big phony threat as to the type of layoffs by Preckwinkle. If her soda tax is not in force by the end of the month, she'll probably announce layoff notices going out next week. And she's talking about laying off law enforcement personnel, and that's got Dart all upset. This is the typical way that you make the threat to try to get the judge, in this case, to rule sooner than later on whether the soda pop tax is legal. I wouldn't doubt that she's got hundreds of layoffs in mind, but as to, are they all law enforcement? Are they all threats to people that would really help or hurt people? I have some doubt about that. That's a typical political leverage.
Hyperbole, yeah. Let's listen to a little bit of the Cook County Board President, Tony Preckwinkle.
We don't have the revenue because we're in the midst of a big court battle. And not having the revenue, we're going to proceed to do the very difficult things that we have to do.
And as mentioned, Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart said,
it's beyond reckless to ask me to lay off that amount of people.
Don't those guys normally not show up after the Super Bowl or Mother's Day or what have you? He's usually down 600 guards regularly, isn't he?
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, you've got the Mayweather fight coming up. That's going to be some recoup money.
Bill Cameron, will the Chicago public schools open on time?
Well, the mayor swears that they will, but he won't say where he'll find the money to do it if Rauner doesn't sign the school aid formula. They've passed a budget, but they haven't passed the means to distribute the money. They've changed the formula. And my anticipation is that Rauner doesn't want to put on himself responsibility for schools not opening in many districts around the state. He might use his mandatory veto power to prevent what he calls a Chicago bailout of CPS. So you'll see a big fight that will lead to another override battle in the legislature. But either way, I think CPS opens in September.
And Bill, you brought up Governor Rauner. Has anybody heard from him? I believe this will be the ninth day that we're going to go from Governor Rauner without anybody in the media talking to him. People are going crazy. What's going on with Governor Bruce?
Well, I think it's cute that people miss Bruce Rauner after hating him so much. However, he's going to be out in the open today up in Lake County to tour some of the flood damage up here. So it's not as though he's gone into hiding. But he's been shaking up his staff and reconnoitering his strategy. And he's going to be out in the open today, probably taking questions from reporters.
You know, that's a real bailout.
I hope he rides his Harley because traffic is snarled. Bill Cameron, one more question from your colleague, John Dempsey.
Bill, speaking of a bailout, Rauner talks about a Chicago bailout on the schools. And one of the things that he's referring to, as you know, for so many years under Richard M. Daley, the school system did not make their required pension payments, which is not the fault of the people of the state of Illinois. And I think that's Rauner's point. What do you think about that?
I think in this story, no one is innocent. I was looking up the official misconduct statute in the state of Illinois the other day, fellows, and one of the things that is official misconduct is for an elected official or any public officer to recklessly or simply ignore a duty that is demanded in statute, which of course is what all the Springfield politicians have been doing for decades on not only the issue of pensions, but more lately in the last couple of years in doing a budget. So it's why it's further evidence why I say somebody belongs in Stateville.
I concur. Bill, guests on Connected to Chicago this week.
You're going to meet the downstate candidate for governor, Bob Diber, a very interesting fellow, and the only one from way downstate running for governor.
We'll listen at 7 o'clock on Sundays. Of course, it's available for download much earlier at WLSAM.com. Bill, thanks. Have a terrific weekend. Good luck staying dry in your basement.
You too, guys.
Take care. This is Bill Cameron joining us on WLS.